Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
The best game this weekend in the NFL features the lone road favorite and a pair of quarterbacks short only playoff success in their careers. Who needs a victory more in this one? The Bills' Josh Allen or the Ravens' Lamar Jackson? Will either team be considered a 2024 failure if their season ends in the divisional round Sunday? Do you like visiting Baltimore being favored by a point?
This is clearly the best game of the weekend, and this is a great weekend because the Final Four in each respective conference, you love the teams involved. You love the coaches involved. We can have a conversation about which coach has the most pressure, which quarterback has the most to gain or to lose, and it doesn't get any better than Bills and Ravens. I think the Ravens are the team. I picked them to win the Super Bowl going into the playoffs when we talked last week. Nothing that I've seen has made that feel like a bad pick. I do feel differently, though, about maybe most people that I've heard. I don't agree with Lamar Jackson has more at stake this weekend than Josh Allen. I think Lamar Jackson is a two-time MVP that put up credentials this year that makes it easy to understand why he could be a three-time MVP. He's staring at a Hall of Fame induction. This guy is a Hall of Fame quarterback. I know he doesn't have the playoff success and he doesn't have the ring to back it up. I'm not going to say I don't care, but in spite of that, this guy has had success beyond anybody's wildest dreams when he was drafted at the end of the first round. And people thought in the NFL he might be, well, you know, could he be a wide receiver? Remember those conversations? How absurd. Lamar Jackson has proven himself as an elite, historical figure in the NFL. Josh Allen, on the way to that status. He's not there. He's a rung below Lamar Jackson. He has the most to gain and, frankly, the most to lose by losing this game to me on Sunday. So when they play, I think the Ravens are the team to beat in the AFC, by my estimation. The Chiefs are still, I think, in fairness, the team to beat. They're the defending champions, two-time defending champions. But in this game alone, yeah, I'd say the quarterbacks with the most to lose, Josh Allen, and he faces the most pressure going in.
I usually hate the line. I've been waiting all day for Sunday night, but I can't wait for Sunday night. 5:30 kick. This is going to be a really good football game. And there's also now talk that cold and weather will be a factor in this one. It's also supposed to be a factor on Sunday in Philly. The Rams and Eagles weather is supposed to be a thing there too. And I'm guessing it's going to be cold in Kansas City on Saturday for Texans at the Chiefs. But as far as who has more on the line, I believe Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson needs to get to the AFC title game again. And I think he needs to beat the Chiefs to cement himself where he wants to be. But I am really looking forward to another Bills-Chiefs matchup. I think that's what's going to happen right now, just for the sake of the conversation. Not that it's a huge difference, but it is interesting. We do like to talk about it. This game has now moved to pick 'em, according to Circus Sports Illinois. So it's a little, you know, there's been a little movement, right? So that's interesting, I think, as we're talking about this question. And that is also part of why this is, on paper at least, the best game to look ahead to in this divisional round of the playoffs.
It should be pick 'em, Dustin. Flip a coin to determine this one. You know, both these guys are 28. I think that Josh Allen turns 29 in May. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Lamar turned 28 last week. So Allen's actually older than him, as bizarre as that may seem to be, because he feels like he hasn't been around as long as Lamar. But Lamar has had an unbelievable NFL career. They both play. I've had great careers, frankly. And Lamar is just a different cat altogether. And he's usually the guy that is brought up when you ask about different ways of playing the position of quarterback. And, you know, even though he's a good throw of the ball and has great numbers with that, it is his exceptional running ability that kind of makes him stand out from other players. And there is always that sort of whisper that, yeah, that doesn't work in the playoffs. So I think Lamar needs it more just because he's been an MVP twice in a row and could be a third-time MVP here, and he is on his way to the Hall of Fame, and you'd like to see him get more credentials for that. I think Mahomes is already there, let's put it that way, and I think Lamar is on the cusp, so it'd be great to see him win this game. It'd be huge for him to win this game. I think Lamar probably needs it more than Josh Allen, but not much more. Josh Allen, that's maybe what's great about this. Both guys have an unbelievable seasons. Both guys need this win to sort of, you know, underscore their career. They need to win a Super Bowl. So I think it's going to be a phenomenal game. It is number one with a bullet on this on your playoff chart at this point. All right. We've got your call's next. 312-644-6767 is the number. Mully and Haw on the score.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.